Death House, Part 2. I found it. It took me weeks of sleepless nights, trawling through forums and chasing up contacts. Finally, I had the address of the place you find yourself in now, dear reader. I wonder how you found this place. Truth be told, I agonized over the decision for weeks. The plight of my parents weighed on my mind. But by this stage, the desire to see the innards of this death house was like a siren song, ringing in my ears day and night. Yes, I had to know. I had to be here to confront the evil that walked Anna to the edge of a roof and asked her to jump off. How many souls had it chewed through? To what end? And why? I don't want to belabor the point, but you see why I had to come. Perhaps we share similar compulsions. I mention this in the hope that it might stir some sympathy in your heart for my ill-advised decision. I arrived on a Saturday night at the only abandoned home on this suburban street. It looked imposing among the single-story middle-class dwellings it towered over, its facade ruined and covered in creepers. There were no warning signs. The padlock on the rusting gate had been smashed open. The windows and doors were damaged. I entered the silence of the house warily. Devoid of any furniture and covered in cobwebs, it was the domain of nothingness. I struggle to imagine it as a source of any supernatural threat. "Hello," I said into the darkness, and it echoed my voice back to me. "Why are you the Reaper of Souls? Why do you thrust people into an early grave? Why is this place accursed?" I lobbed my questions into the shadows. I had initially allowed the darkness to dwell because I thought it was a necessary precursor to supernatural phenomena. Disabused of that notion, I switched on my torch. The light, as soon as it flicked on, caught hundreds of gleaming eyes from impish creatures that peeked out from behind various structures in the home. From floor to ceiling, these beings, resembling distorted versions of fairies, watched me with malicious intent. Let me tell you, dear reader, I was ready to empty my bowels at the sight of these strange beings. I had believed myself capable of facing the horrors within this house, but the sheer terror shredded my boldness. Before I could even exit the house, something slammed into the back of my head, and I was knocked out cold.